People working in the mental health services are up in arms over the cutbacks in the service. They've accused the government of breaking a promise made in the programme for government to set aside €35 million each year for the service. After Tuesday's budget, it emerged that next year just €20 million will be spent in this area. Mental Health Reform is a coalition of organisations working in this area. Its director is Dr. Sherry McDade, and she's on the line. Dr. McDade, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Now, I know you're happy to get the 20, but there's 18 gone missing. What was that to have been spent on?
Well, all of this funding was supposed to go towards building up the community-based mental health services so that the services which have been neglected for more than 30 years would actually develop into the holistic and comprehensive type of service that was envisaged in the government's mental health policy.
And specifically, how might it have been spent? What are those services?
Well, this would have gone towards very specific professionals who provide specialist support for people with severe mental health difficulties. So this would be, for instance, social workers, occupational therapists, psychologists who are able to provide people with a range of supports such as talking therapies, help with daily living, help with getting back into work and housing. And those kinds of supports, there will be fewer staff on the ground to provide those kinds of supports than might have been the case otherwise.
Now, the minister was unavailable to talk to us today about this, but they did issue a statement saying that the $20 million is ring-fenced for mental health, meaning it won't bleed out into the more the general service, if you like, and saying that despite serious resource pressures, overall funding of $90 million has been made available since 2012 up to the end of 2014, and this has been specifically earmarked for mental health and suicide prevention.
Yes, well, there have been allocations last year and this year, but one of the concerns has been that the spending of those allocations has been delayed. So, for instance, last year we were due to get more than 400 new staff into the mental health services, and by the end of the year, just 58 of those staff had been hired. And this year, what we're hearing from the HSC is that of the 477 staff that were due to be hired this year, as of the end of September, just 19 of those staff have actually completed the recruitment process. So what we're concerned about there is that the process needs to be improved so that when the government makes a commitment to allocate funding to mental health, that that happens on the ground in terms of the delivery of the staff where they're needed.
The whole area of the suicide rate in this country and what more could be and needs to be done in order to prevent suicide has received a lot of publicity. So one would presume at least that they're getting their fair share in that area. Are they?
Well, you know, it's a very big issue, suicide, and while the National Office for Suicide Prevention has been receiving funding over the past few years to invest in programs around the country to support education around suicide and improve people's responses, I don't think we're there yet in terms of having enough education and enough training around the country and enough response when there is a suicide. So I couldn't say that there's enough there yet. No.
Away from the cold numbers and the statistics, Doctor, what's the human cost of this level of cutback in the budget for mental health services?
Well, what the reduction in the amount that was to be invested, what that means is that when someone is in mental and emotional distress and goes to seek support from a community mental health service, they may not get all the supports in place in a timely way. So it might mean that if they need support from a psychologist in terms of a talking therapy, counseling, something like that, that they may have to go on a waiting list. That's the kind of impact. We certainly heard that this year when we went and talked to people around the country. You know, someone said to us that they had been on a waiting list to see a psychologist, that they were in line to see that psychologist. The psychologist went on maternity leave. They were not replaced, and they went back onto a waiting list. They didn't get that support that they needed. So that's really the concern, is that that when people are seeking that kind of support, they need it in a timely fashion.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Dr. Sherry McDade there, who's Director of Mental Health Reform.